Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Right now, all the key Broadway indicators are very strong. Of the number of shows that have just started, The Wiz, that's a revival, was the clear winner, very nearly joining the $1 million a week club in its very first week. Hell's Kitchen, that's the one about Alicia Keys, and The Great Gatsby, one of two coming, also in previews, they could land in the $1 million club soon. Only two of the 32 currently running shows brought in less than 90% full houses last week, and 17 were standing room only. And a special shout out to Aladdin. He just celebrated his 10-year anniversary on Broadway. Producers will be looking for these positive indicators to continue, and before long, Tony nominations and winners will affect standings as well. Speaking of which, it was announced that Ariana DeBois will once again host that ceremony on June 16th. Now, as for upcoming, the satirical show Forbidden Broadway will open sooner than expected at the Hayes Theater. Watch for that one. And Jim Parsons, Zoe Deutsch, and Katie Holmes will lead the cast of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. That's a familiar one. Directed by Kenny Leon. Now, that show will begin performances at the Barrymore Theater in September, so it's a ways off. Parsons is a four-time Emmy Award winner. He will play the stage manager. And by the way, he's currently on stage in Mother Play with Jessica Lange, which I'll be reviewing right here in a few weeks. Now, another big news item that affected the theater world was a sad one, that being the death of the playwright Christopher Durang. Known as an absurdist in tone, he wrote a countless number of plays, including Beyond Therapy and his late hit Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which was a hilarious homage to Chekhov. Somehow there was always an undertow of melancholy beneath the laughs with Durang's work. He'll be missed. Now let's go off Broadway, as I did twice this past week, reminding me once again how much talent and good work can be found in the unlikeliest of places. First up was Herself, playing at the ART Theaters on West 53rd. That's a venue many don't know, but they have a few stages there. Now this one is written by Tim McGillicuddy for The Drilling Company. It's 2.5 hours and takes place inside a bar in Galway. Hey, this is Ireland. The play runs almost 2.5 hours. I think I said that already. But no one left, and the audience was compelled, myself included. Ultimately, it is a family story with the death of the pub owner, which brings his sister back from America to sort of take over, hence the title. The cast is first rate, most especially Kathleen Simmons as, well, herself. Since she is often sailing alone here, that character, I mean. Simmons has a strong background and resume, and for her alone, this one might be worth your time. And then there is Tuesdays with Maury at St. George's Episcopal Church. That's down in the East Village. This one is based on Mitch Albom's best-selling book, and the production has recently been extended through April 20th, and it would not surprise me if it gets extended again. It stars 84-year-old Len Carew, who originated the role of Sweeney Todd on Broadway, you might remember, and went on to much, much more. He also portrays Tom Selleck's father on Blue Bloods on television. This is a tear-inducing 90 minutes about a retired professor's weekly meetings with a former student, now a successful sports writer. I was 37 and healthy, and he was 78 and dying, the writer tells us. And he got on a plane every single week for these exchanges. It all happened until its inevitable end. Somehow watching this two-character piece inside such an exquisite space can be, well, almost a religious experience without the word God ever being spoken. People like Len Carew have been entertaining us for most of our lives, certainly most of their lives. Finally, I'd like to mention some relatively new names in theater who have so impressed me recently. And I just urge you to keep an eye on them. Now, remember that I'm the one who mentioned Timothy Chalamet about 15 years ago when he was a teenager. So one is Ben Levi Strauss, who starred in The Connector and now is in Boston rehearsing one of the two Great Gatsbys heading our way. He plays Nick Carraway, the narrator of sorts. Then there is Grant Gustin, the highly appealing young star of Water for Elephants. Both those young men sing very well and look great doing it. On the female side, keep an eye on Chelina Kennedy. I think I've mentioned her before. She is starring in Sign of the Times and New World Stages. Also portrays Billie Jean King in Love All, which I saw in La Jolla and which is hoping to make it to Broadway. Finally, in the aforementioned Hell's Kitchen, the Alicia Keys character, the lead here, is Malia Joy Moon, a newcomer, and nothing less than dazzling in this Broadway debut. Anyway, it's always exciting to enjoy the dependable old-timers, and equally so to see the new ones ready to take their places someday. And I'll be in this place next week. I'll see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.